country's most vaccinated jurisdiction reopens today after more than 9 weeks of lockdown. ACT residents can get back to the pub and the gym in smaller numbers, but browsing in a retail store is still banned. Meanwhile, Victoria is reopening to vaccinated residents from all of New South Wales from Tuesday night. Isabel Rowe reports.
A week after New South Wales took the plunge, the ACT has this morning lifted tight lockdown restrictions to enter the next phase of the pandemic. But while Canberrans can sit down for a coffee or sweat it out at the gym, maternity store owner Samantha Fuchs can't open her shop.
It does seem unfair, and I'm not sure of the reasoning behind it, when obviously people can go into pubs, restaurants, cafes, hairdressers, beauty salons.
Under its reopening plan, non-essential retailers can only do click and collect for the next 2 weeks, or in some cases allow two people from the same house to make a pre-booked appointment. Samantha Fuchs says it's not worth reopening her store under those rules.
I'm personally not ready. They gave 2 days notice saying that we could open by appointment.
Eligible businesses affected by lockdowns have been receiving government support. But the CEO of the Canberra Business Chamber, Graham Catt, says that ends today.
Now that places retailers in a very difficult position. They've got no additional support coming in.
And has the ACT been able to explain why it's made this particular rule for retail?
The explanation that's been given is around the movement of people. If you're a small retailer and you're looking at a cafe or a restaurant across the road or even next door, able to operate and able to have people in the venue, it's hard to understand why that's the case.
The Territory has 35 new cases today and one more death, the eighth in this outbreak. 75% of the population over 12 years old is double vaccinated. 95% has at least one dose, putting Canberra on track to be the world's most vaccinated city. In Victoria, high case numbers haven't deterred plans to ease lockdown restrictions next week. And from Tuesday night, New South Wales residents previously barred from entering Victoria will be allowed back in. The Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says travellers must be fully vaccinated and present negative COVID tests.
Entering Victoria from red zones will simply need a negative result from a test taken no more than 72 hours prior to their entry to Victoria. And then once having entered to Victoria, they must isolate whilst they get another test within a further 72 hours. And once they get that negative result, go about their business.
Victoria has recorded 2,179 new cases today and 6 deaths. It's the second day in a row with cases above 2,000. University of South Australia epidemiologist Professor Adrian Esterman says Victoria should be able to exit lockdown and keep hospitalisation levels manageable.
It's going to be a very careful transition into opening up. I don't think it would be an absolute tragedy for the Victorian health system if they opened up on, let's say, the 23rd or 26th of October. The thing about Victoria is that people are sick to the teeth of lockdowns. They're fed up with it. And because of that, there's a lot of non-compliance. And I can totally understand that. So opening up isn't going to make a huge difference because people aren't complying anyway. At least let's put that in. There is a reasonable size of people who aren't complying. The vast majority of Victorians, I'm sure, are doing the right thing.
University of South Australia epidemiologist Professor Adrian Esterman. Isabel Rowe with our report.